But don't fall into despair because of this. Even if the wounds are severe, they are not beyond healing. Such is our doctor. We just need to recognize our wounds. Even if we've reached the deepest depths of wickedness, there are still many paths to safety that he suggests to us. For instance, if you refrain from anger towards your neighbor, your own sins will be forgiven. If you forgive others, he says, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And if you give alms, he will absolve you of your sins. For rid yourself of your sins, he says, through alms. And if you pray earnestly, you will receive forgiveness. This is the moral of the widow who persuaded that harsh judge through persistent prayer. And if you confess your own sins, you will find relief. For first confess your own wrongdoings so you may be justified. And if you are remorseful because of these things, this too is a powerful remedy. For I saw, he says, that he was distressed and went grieving, and I healed his ways. And if, when you suffer any evil, you endure it courageously, you're cleared of all. This is also what Abraham told the rich man when he said, Lazarus received his hardships, and now he is comforted. And if you have empathy for the widow, your sins are cleansed. For judge, he says, the orphan, and plead for the widow, and come and let us reason together, says the Lord. Even if your sins are as red as scarlet, I will make them as white as snow, as red as crimson, I will make them as white as wool. He doesn't let even a single trace of the wounds appear. Yes, even if we've fallen into the deep misery that the man who squandered his father's wealth and fed on husks did, and if we show remorse, we will definitely be saved. And even if we owe 10,000 talents, if we kneel before God and bear no malice, we are forgiven of everything. Even if we've drifted to the place where the sheep strayed from its shepherd, he retrieves us from there. All we need to do is be willing, my beloved, because God is merciful. That's why both in the case of the man who owed 10,000 talents, he was content with him just kneeling before him, and with the man who squandered his father's assets, he was pleased with his mere return, and with the sheep, with it just willing to be led back.